It is widely recognized that art, among its many gifts, is therapeutic for the artist as well as the spectator. In her beautiful personal essay called Piece by Piece, Rachel May illuminates the agony of grief and the healing blessing of time and the power of love. Rachel May is coordinator of sustainability education at Syracuse University. Here is just an excerpt from her essay, Piece by Piece. When we started making quilts, you and I, creative grieving was the farthest thing from our minds. We were excitedly piecing together our disparate lives. We were running appreciative threads to the past through old fabric scraps and traditional quilt block patterns, and hopeful threads to the future for the newborns who might find comfort in our gifts. We were learning how to collaborate, how to take our wild dreams and build them, one stitch at a time, into something real. And if along the way we also learned how to tie off loose ends and bind up raw edges, well, that was the gift the quilting gave back to us. I taught you how to sew straight lines, how to leave a quarter-inch seam allowance so the raw edges would not show, how to iron the tiny seams open as we went along. I tried to teach you to use the machine, but you loved the feel of needle and thread in your hand, and so we sat companionably and sewed in our laps. Often one of us would read aloud as the other worked. We went through a whole library of Victorian novels this way, enjoying the pathos and plot twists as we snaked our stitches across the quilt tops and reveling in the satisfying conclusions as we sewed up the edges with colorful bindings and passed the finished products along to each new baby in turn. After 4 years and many crib-sized projects, we were ready to make a wedding quilt. Let's get married. What should our quilt look like? Can we wait to decide that, you asked, until I get over this miserable headache? 2 weeks later, the headaches were worse, and a neurologist diagnosed your brain tumor. They operated the next day, my 27th birthday. While you were still under anesthetic, the neurosurgeon announced that you were doing fine, but the tumor looked like medulloblastoma, a rare and aggressive form of cancer. He gave you 5 years to live, but I wasn't to tell you that. My little secret, my birthday present. As soon as you were up and around, we headed to the fabric store. What color should we choose, I asked. Yellow. How about this? I held up a warm sunflower yellow print with brown and orange flowers. This one's nice, too. You pointed out a clear, cool lemon yellow calico dotted with white flowers. So which one do you like best? Both. They had no business together in a quilt, I thought, my New England aesthetic sensibilities in full rebellion. But one reminded you of desert sun on dry hills, and the other of bright chemisa blooming in the arroyos, colors always in your mind, even here, in a gray New England rainfall, and you flatly refused to choose between them. How could I argue with those brown eyes pleading from underneath a bandaged head? We got married in Albuquerque just before Christmas, you in a suit and matching stocking cap to keep your radiation bald head warm, I in my mother's handmade silk gown with the train cut off and safely stored for future quilts. It took us nearly 4 years to finish it. I stitched the blocks together on the old Singer, 10 sunflower yellow bear claws, 10 lemon yellow fruit baskets, framed in green with a wide white border. The completeness of it surprised us, an emblem of the thoroughness with which we had melded our lives. But a quilt top is a fragile thing. It needs batting for warmth, a fabric backing to cover those raw seams, and most of all, that ornamental stitching to secure the layers, strengthen the patchwork, and make it, after all, a quilt. This was always your favorite part, the hypnotic repetition of tiny, nearly invisible stitches building to organic shapes and patterns. You could close your eyes and hear in the faint rasps of thread pulling through layers of woven cloth an echo of the soundtrack of human domesticity going back thousands of years. The zen of quilting must have helped you keep your mind off the painful tumors that were now eating their way through your bones. Our lives had a new rhythm, weekly bouts with chemotherapy, a day or two to recover, then peaceful evenings reading aloud and working elaborate geometric shapes and flowers around the individual quilt, blocks, and a dramatic undulating feather pattern around the border. In two opposite corners, we quilted our names and the date of the wedding, and in the other two, a design of our own invention, a fan pattern with irises. By then, I was doing most of the sewing, your blood counts too low to risk pricking a finger, your morphine levels too high to keep you on task.